A tragedy in China. A man there attacked a kindergarten, killing a teacher, two parents, and three children. Police say the attacker is in custody, but they haven't released a motive yet for the killings. Here's NPR's Emily Fang.
Here's what we know so far. About mid-morning in the southern Chinese city of Lianjiang, a 25-year-old man walked into a kindergarten and started stabbing anyone he could see, according to a local news report. This video of the kindergarten where the attack happened shows two bodies, that of an adult and a child, lying near the school entrance. Social media footage shows the man being pushed into a waiting police car. Police so far have not said why the man targeted children or this particular kindergarten. Authorities have started censoring posts and some articles on the attack within hours. Such incidents like these are sensitive news in China, and that's because as horrific as the attacks are, they are not unusual. The list is long, but here are a few of them. In 2010, a man killed 9 people in a kindergarten in northwestern China. 7 years later, another man wounded 11 children in another kindergarten. Over the last 5 years, there have been 4 more deadly attacks on kindergartens and primary schools, mostly perpetuated by people police say had recently experienced huge personal setbacks and, in at least one case, wanted to, quote, take revenge on society. The weapon of choice in nearly all these cases has been a knife because China, like all East Asian countries, strictly bans private gun use or ownership. Emily Fang, NPR News, Taipei.